On the top floor of the Mage Tower in Dare Academy, five old figures stood in front of a hollowed-out white magic ball. The surging magic power distorted the air and everyone had a heavy expression on their faces. A new magic circle was formed in the sky and a trace of unbearable regret flashed in their eyes, but the movements of their hands and the magic flowing out never stopped. Below the tower, a large number of men and women equipped with helmets and swords looked up at the huge forbidden magic circle above. Their expressions were also quite complicated. Many people looked outside the city. Outside the 40-meter-high wall, a magic barrier blocked the water that was as high as 100 meters, preventing it from affecting Dare City. Residents walked out of the streets and alleys in the city. They all looked at the forbidden magic above their heads with bewildered, frightened and confused eyes. Even ordinary people who had not received education could feel the awe from the depths of the soul just by looking at the magic circle. Thump, thump, the heavy footsteps in the street surprised those who were watching the forbidden magic. It didn't take long for the civilians to see a group of professionals wearing all sorts of armor and with extraordinary auras walking onto the street. Don't look, everyone returned to the building. Go home and close your doors. The city lord will come out to explain tomorrow, go back now. With the screeching and shouting, the panicked civilians were gradually ushered back into their homes and could only wait for tomorrow's explanation. The homeless adventurers who saw the powerful people did not dare to resist and silently returned to their lodgings. Ellipsis, ellipsis. In the forest of magic beasts, Shane and Andrea were still running away and the demon leopard under Shane was exhausted after nearly running for 5 kilometers. Reaching out and patting the head of the demon leopard, Shane was very grateful to it. If it weren't for it, he would have been struggling in the flood by now. They had run nearly 7 kilometers and the flood behind them was much less powerful due to the distance and the trees. But a new magic circle was being created in the sky and they haven't reached the foot of the mountain. For the remaining 2 kilometers, regardless of whether it was the demon leopard, Shane himself, or Andrea, who was on the verge of reaching her limit behind him, it was impossible to attain. In order to prolong Andrea's life, Shane's mana was only left with 21%. He had already induced vomiting twice in a row, and if he were to do it again, he would probably go into shock. Looking back at Andrea, the latter was covered in wounds made from branches and thorns. Some had scabbed with the recovery magic, but some were still bleeding. The flood was about 50 meters behind her. In a state of unlimited mana, she used her charge skill continuously, gaining a lot of distance away from the flood. But the result was still the same. With the 8th rank forbidden magic in the sky, a new giant water ball formed and began to fall. If the water ball collided with the old flood, the power of the flood would be even greater. Their physical strength had already reached its limit. Shane looked around him and saw a large number of beasts like wolves, giant bears, monkeys, foxes, everywhere in the forest. All the living beings wanted to live, but in the face of forbidden magic that could change the terrain, wasn't it easier said than done? After casting the last surging spell on Andrea, Shane reached into his waist, took out a dagger, aimed it at the throat of the demon leopard, and after a quiet apology, pushed it in. Grr. The demon leopard, who was a little dizzy after running, felt the foreign object in its throat and its leaf-like pupils suddenly expanded before a lot of blood spattered out. The body of the leopard fell to the ground and Shane was thrown out. He rolled several times on the grass and felt a stabbing pain in his waist. After struggling to stand up, he reached out to touch his waist and felt the warmth of the blood and severe pain. He didn't dare to delay and while walking in the direction of the demon leopard, he stuffed bread into his mouth and casted several recovery spells on himself. The wound healed at a speed visible to the naked eye and the astonishing recovery effect of the skill was vividly displayed, but Shane's mana had also bottomed out. He walked to the corpse of the leopard, pulled out the dagger stuck in its throat and stabbed it into its abdomen. The refined steel dagger, which was often polished, was very sharp and it easily cut open the abdomen of the demon leopard. Shane reached in and groped around before finally pulling out a bloody heart. Then, he cut it open and took out a crystal streaked in blood. At this moment, Andrea stopped beside him and was about to fall when Shane stood up and supported her. She didn't know why she had stopped. But facing the distant mountain, she no longer had the strength to run forward. Shane reached out to support Andrea and put the blood-stained crystal in her hand. Absorb. The sound of the flood was very loud and Andrea's face was very pale. She didn't seem to hear what Shane said and just held the crystal while looking at him blankly. The situation was urgent at this moment and Shane didn't have much time to explain to Andrea. He twisted her head aside and shouted into her ear, "Absorb the crystal. Listen to me." The deafening voice in her ear made Andrea come to her senses. Her brain gradually came back from the state of hypoxia and her complicated eyes met Shane's firm gaze before she nodded. The purified mana in the crystal was absorbed by her in less than a second. After Andrea had woken up, Shane began to take off his jacket and stretched out the ordinary yet sturdy piece of clothing. He turned Andrea over and backed up against her before tying both of them together so that they wouldn't lose each other when the flood hit. If he lost her, then he wouldn't know how he'd survive surrounded by a large number of beasts in a weak state.
S.
Shane, water. Andrea didn't care about his actions. Instead, when she saw the flood rolling in, the courage that she finally mustered up disappeared again. The flood was only 30 meters away from them. Facing the flood head-on was like facing a long line of heavy trucks that were rushing in, followed by megalophobia and thalassophobia. The strongest emotion of human beings was fear. No ordinary person could remain calm in such a state. Even Shane, who knew that he wouldn't drown because of the water, was equally frightened when faced with such a flood. After tying himself and Andrea together, Shane took off the cloth bag tied to his body. This bag contained all his belongings and in order not to affect his movements during hunting, he tied it to his body. Unexpectedly, it could actually be of use now. The distance between the flood and them was less than 10 meters. Shane used the bloody dagger to cut the cloth rope of the cloth bag. With a turn of his body, he brought Andrea to a tree of appropriate size and hurriedly used the rope to go around the trunk of the tree. Before he could hand over both ends of the rope to Andrea, the flood had already arrived. Whoosh! The 3-meter-high flood covered the two of them in an instant. Shane used his mana rush and quickly casted Aqualung on himself and Andrea. Although the tree trunk was under the greatest pressure, Shane still felt as if several Hercules were dragging him from behind and the rope in his hand was about to fall out. At this moment, a pair of hands grabbed onto his. It was Andrea and she also grabbed the rope. Their vision was covered by the muddy yellow flood so they kept their eyes tightly closed. The surroundings were pitch black and their eardrums were throbbing, as if something was pounding against it. At first, both of them held their breaths. The natural fear of water made Shane, who had casted the Aqualung skill, dare not inhale the muddy water. But after they couldn't hold it any longer, the two of them inhaled and the smooth sense of breathing made them both let go of their anxiety. There was a lot of debris swept up in the flood and Andrea's physical strength was low. Although she had recovered some strength by absorbing the magic crystal of the leopard, it was only a drop in the bucket. Shane must control the amount of mana recovered and restore Andrea's state appropriately. He only had 10 minutes and if he couldn't protect Andrea's life. After the next wave of flood arrived, he would also die. Even underwater, the skills of the skill book were still useful. Andrea once again felt coolness spread throughout her body. The small wounds on her body healed again and her physical strength recovered. The flood submerged the two of them and the water moved very fast. Most of the debris was on the surface of the flood and even if there was debris underwater, there were very few of them after the first round of impact. The 150% mana recovery speed was faster than Shane expected. He performed the surging spell on Andrea one more time and then patted her hand holding the cloth rope, asking her to release it. After being slapped on the back of her hand for more than a dozen times, Andrea finally understood what Shane meant and let go of her hands. Their bodies that were bound together were immediately pushed by the current and began to move towards the depths of the mountains. Shane opened his eyes. It was dark underwater, but he could still barely make out the shadow of a tree trunk. He moved with Andrea's body behind his back. If a tree trunk appeared in front of him, he would paddle away with all his limbs to avoid it. If he couldn't escape, he could only endure the impact. Andrea also opened her eyes and waved her arms around to help Shane control the direction. They were like two frogs stacked on top of each other, trying their best to survive. He casted the Aqualung skill again. The second time he used the skill represented that Shane had only 8 minutes left. Was it possible to traverse a distance of 2 kilometers in 8 minutes with obstacles in the way? Shane didn't know, but he had no other choice. Another minute passed, and the flood still hadn't reached its end. They had already hit tree trunks several times in a row, but it was Andrea who was hit. Fortunately, Shane deliberately lowered his body when tying the rope. Otherwise, he would have been hit to death. Thump! He hit a tree trunk again. As time passed, Shane's mana recovered very quickly and he casted 3 surging skills on Andrea, restoring half her physical strength. Then came the 8th Aqualung. Just after the spell was cast, the water flow suddenly changed and a whirlpool threw the two away. Both of them tumbled several times underwater and hit several tree trunks. This change made Shane's heart lift. When he stabilized his body again, 2 different weak currents made his heart skip a beat. The flood water had hit the mountains, but now, it seemed to have split in two directions.